Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons with a little bit of a schedule change here. Alex Cora is a little bit delayed, so he'll probably be closer to about 15 minutes from now, around 3:45, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. So instead,
can we speculate?
What do you got?
Can we speculate that he's weighing in on the newest member of the Boston Red Sox?
Ooh, Joe trade? Ryan.
They're right down the hall. He might have just needed to call a couple people into the manager's office. Here's your jersey. Here's your locker.
I like where your head's at. I'd like to think that was the case, or maybe just the bus is like 15 minutes late or whatever.
I like the point you guys made yesterday, though. The shop is open for the Twins.
Twins.
So they got the flag open. They're ready to go.
Make an offer. If you see it, you like it, make an offer. Have cash in pocket ready to buy. So we'll talk to Alex Cora about 15 minutes here on WEEI Afternoon. But we just mentioned Ted and I were down at Gillette Stadium, Patriots training camp practice. We got another one of our interviews off to the side. And today it was Cole Strange. Looks like he is going to be the starting left guard. He's been in that spot with the first unit throughout the totality of camp. He is healthy. He's a large man. If you're watching on Twitch or you see the clips on social media, tough draw for Andy today in between Ted Johnson and Cole Strange. And be sure to listen. If you heard any tone or biting questions from me, Ted Johnson didn't care for the tone I brought to the interview. Let's see what you have to think. So Cole Strange down at Patriots training camp with WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, WEEI Afternoons down at training camp with the Patriots once again. Joining us today, offensive lineman Cole Strange. Cole, how's camp going so far? You're healthy. Looks like you're competing out there. How's things going?
For sure, man. Honestly, the first thing you said is the biggest thing, just being healthy. It's definitely a grind. A little bit warmer these past couple days, but I just feel blessed to be healthy and be out here and be able to compete.
You've been through a couple regimes now here, offensive line coaches, head coaches. First week of Mike Vrabel, how would you describe what you're going through right here?
I don't know. I would say definitely positive. I feel very positive about it. You know, he keeps us accountable, holds guys' feet to the fire. And I think it's clear, too, like they're pushing us early on, like from the jump. There's no off time. There's no time for slack or for, like, you know, we'll ease into this. From the first day, it's been, you know, we're going to coach the hell out of you and you're going to get after it. And, you know, no mistakes are okay, which I think is a very good thing.
Cole, you have an accomplished position coach in Doug Marrone, been head coach and offensive line coach for a long time and kind of a character from what I know of him. What are your thoughts on Doug Marrone so far?
I like him. Don't want to brown nose too much here in the interview, but, you know, he's very honest. Very direct, and I feel like just those two things in a coach is automatically, you know, a really, really good thing. You know,
what is your mindset? Because it feels like you're kind of, I don't want to say crossroads, I don't know what term you would use, but you've dealt with injuries, you've dealt with coaching changes, you're at that point in your career where maybe it's make or break time. Like, what's your mindset approaching all of that?
Man, really the only mindset to have is just hustle and compete. You know, whatever, however the cards fall, it's sort of like out of my control, as long as I just do what I can do and, you know what I mean, bust my ass and compete.
Is that actually easier, being able to compete, because you've dealt with so much time injured, watching from afar, rehabbing, now you can compete?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely easier to be out here and compete and struggle and be out of breath and be, you know, dealing with a seat than it is to be completely out of the game and, You know what I mean? It's a whole different, like, mindset. You know, you're just out of it, and that sucks. So I'd rather be here every day.
You're a former first-rounder. You got a first-rounder working right next to you. How's that been working next to Will Campbell? How's he doing?
It's been good. Will hustles. He gets after it, communicates really well. He's smart. Yeah, I'm excited to see him, you know, keep playing, excited to play next to him.
So we talk about the wide receivers a lot and Josh's offense and slot receivers, how hard it is. What about from a lineman's perspective, a new year and a new scheme with Josh McDaniels? What does that mean for you? How challenging? How similar is it? What's that transition like?
I would say some of the scheme stuff is similar to what it was my rookie year. You know, there was some remnants of our system my rookie year that were similar to this offense, so it hadn't been completely new. But even that isn't really too big of a deal. I've had like...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think 10 different line coaches since my freshman year of college. So, like, wow. A new regime change is sort of just part of it at this point. But, like, he communicates very effectively, very directly. And I feel like that's all you can ask for. You know what I mean?
That is all you can ask for. The quarterback looked pretty good out there today.
Good,
you know,
yeah.
We're expecting big things out of him in the second year. Just what have you seen from Drake from leadership standpoint? Just is how he's doing out there on the field.
He's improving for sure. You know, he gets after it and works hard. I got a lot of respect for Drake, for sure.
What's his leadership style? Because as the quarterback, whether he wants to be or not, he's the leader of the offense, leader of the team. What do you see in year two as he develops kind of his leadership style?
I would say you are right. Like, the quarterback kind of has to be the leader. And I feel like he steps into that and owns that pretty well.
On the flip side, we're talking about this defense. It's veteran defense, a lot of talent on that side of the ball. What do you see blocking those guys, going up against that defense every day for a few days out here on the practice field, the potential of that group, I guess?
Yeah, I think the potential is really great. I think, I don't know. I feel like we just got a bunch of dudes over there, you know? And it's good for us, too, because, you know, I'm only going to get better going against them and competing against them. So I feel like I feel very good about them.
This is the question I've been really wanting to ask you, though, Cole, is – Any of your good rookie skits? Anything you can share?
We actually haven't had our skit yet. It's you know, we'd usually save it for like mid to late camp,
okay,
whenever we're really in the grind.
Okay.
But
do you got some personalities that are from the rookies that do you think will do pretty good in their skits?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it, honestly. We've had a couple of good songs already, you know, a couple of good jokes.
Okay.
A couple of bad jokes. But that's just part of it, you know.
Yeah.
If it's a decent joke, you gotta boo them still.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Still sell it.
But no, I think I'm looking forward to it for sure.
All right, so I feel like I need to ask this because I'm going to get made fun of on the internet. I'm the short guy between the current offensive lineman, the former linebacker in the NFL. So as you look at him, you size him up because he made a career. What's it called?
Stunt separating.
Yeah, so, he's sizing you
sizing
up now,
you
what
up.
You would do to him. How could you handle Ted Johnson? If the blogging assignment said you're one-on-one with Ted Johnson, what
well,
are you doing?
I don't mean to assume. I haven't seen your film, but I would assume you would try to, like, blow an offense lineman up, which, honestly, I prefer that over to the guys who try to, like, play over the top or, you know what I mean, like, finesse you.
Yeah.
So I would just try to take him down the middle and get leverage on him. Like, he's a big dude, tall, which, I mean, impressive size-wise,
yeah.
But, yeah,
yeah.
Like, just try to get leverage and take him right down the middle.
I like
really.
That. He's confident. I like that, Inkle. But, you know what? It is the height. these guys feel like they can get under me, and that's okay. You know, I'll let them think that.
I appreciate you, Cole, man.
All right, Cole, thanks for joining us. That's WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, down at Patriots Camp with Cole Strange.
Okay, so the first text reaction we got from the 774, Andy basically called him a bust.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much.
I'm not, I didn't. I'm not saying you're at a crossroads. I'm not saying your career is just a couple minutes from ending. But so how do you feel being out here? Come on, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but you don't need to say it to his face.
I didn't say it with any tone.
Say it behind his back
angst.
On the radio like we all do.
It doesn't need tone. That phrase doesn't need tone. You're just saying that phrase right there.
The truth is never mean. I think he's at a career crossroads in New England.
Okay.
He's got a chance to win a job, and if he wins a job and plays well at left guard, he might win a contract and might be here for a while. That might all happen.
Yeah. Walk off the set, too, when we're trying to interview.
You didn't say
New England.
Wouldn't
be the first.
You also didn't say New England. You just said you could say you're at a crossroads at 26 years old.
I'd just like to point
out. Just like to clarify, like my counselor, like my client to know.
It seems Ted Johnson, Dan Ball, the 774, and all y'all took more offense to it than he did. He answered it in a true professional way.
He did, but there was like a second hesitation before he answered it. So he thought for 1 second, is this guy really asking me this question this way?
And Ted just likes him because he said impressive size.
You know what? I'm a fan of Cole. I think he can be a good player in this league. He's just got to go do it now.
All right, that's Cole Strange. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit when we do some reactions to Patriots training camp, because up next, we'll talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.